This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. It's just coming up to 5:40, actually, and you're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair of the news team for today's Keep in View. And we're going to be talking about TikTok. So TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, is actually facing a legal challenge in the UK over how it collects and uses children's personal information and data. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so former Children's Commissioner for England, Anna Longfield, she's acting as the public face of an anonymous 12-year-old girl. She's leading this class action. And they allege that the app has been collecting things like phone numbers, videos, exact locations, all of this without consent. And she says that, you know, the app is breaching UK and EU children's data protection laws. And they basically have three demands for this. They want them to stop processing their information. Any data collected should be deleted. And she wants the company to fork out compensation that she believes could run into billions of pounds. And the claim is being launched on behalf of all children who have used TikTok. This is since 25th May 2018. And it is believed that this affects 3.5 million children in the UK alone, which I think is pretty significant because TikTok is only meant for those above the age of 13. And, you know, there are children who, if they don't wish to be represented by this, they can opt out. And, you know, Anna says she's not doing this because the app is fun. She doesn't deny the app is fun. She admits that families like it and it's been really helpful during the lockdown and children have been using it to keep in touch with other friends. But she thinks that, you know, the price to pay for having fun shouldn't be their information being illegally collected. And she goes on to say that parents should have a right to know what private information is being collected via the app. But concerns over data collection isn't new to us, and it's not exclusive to TikTok. We've seen so many reports involving different social media apps. But the reason the company was chosen is because they believe the data collection policies are excessive. Now, TikTok themselves have come out to deny the claims, and they say that they are ready to defend the class action. And just to note that it hasn't started yet. They're still waiting on the results of another case involving the alleged tracking of iPhone users.
So TikTok is not alone in this, right, in terms of data collection and the controversy, because it has been a big thing over the past few years, more so as we continue to adapt to the pandemic and social media has become even more entrenched in all our lives. Will this case specifically actually have any impact?
I mean, this isn't the first time TikTok has faced something like this. Last year, they were fined about 186 million won for mishandling children's data in South Korea. And the year after that, when they were still known as Musical.ly, they were fined $5.7 million for violating America's child privacy laws. And while this has led to, you know, significant scrutiny on social media apps and the laws that are available to us, we still haven't seen much significant changes, or at least not yet anyway. But Anna is hopeful that the case could be a landmark in establishing a framework for social media companies. So something that outlines their responsibility towards families and children. But I think what's interesting from this is to see how this could affect apps in the future. For example, we've seen Facebook plan to introduce an Instagram for kids, and they've said that it's not going to include ads, so less chance of information being collected. But experts have warned that Facebook is not ready to oversee something like this, especially because it could have so much influence over kids. And they also say that this could violate young people's privacy. But overall, I think when we look at it, it comes back to the fundamental issues of our legal system and the level of education. Our laws aren't enough to protect us at the moment because so many things change with the internet every day. It's a bit hard to have something that keeps up with it. And education-wise, we don't really have that level of teaching not just children, but adults about what they can do to protect themselves online and, you know, how something that they share online could translate it to being shared somewhere else without their knowledge. If I think about my own education, the only thing I remember is like computer class and learning how to save things on a floppy disk. And that clearly hasn't translated. You know, everything else I've done since then, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is just sort of jumping in and learning as you go along the way. I think that's the same for everyone. And it doesn't seem like that's enough now that we know that information is being shared like this. Another thing is that there's also the thing about technology when, you know, they ask for like, you know, prove that you're this age or whatever it is. You can just easily circumvent that by changing what year you were born.
Dania, the main thing that strikes me is I don't understand why you're being so dismissive. I used a floppy disk just yesterday. I was very happy. I was so glad that I learned how
and
to do that in
much,
school.
Much easier to manage privacy, let me tell you.
Right. The lack of speed is so crucial.
But, you know, I wanted to say that the thing you said right at the end, even as adults, we struggle to understand what we're opting into when we mark the I agree with these terms and conditions, right? How do we expect... maybe I'm minimizing a little bit, but yeah, I mean, when you join an app for fun and you're a child, I don't know how many children are thinking about privacy issues and terms and conditions and so on. But it does go on to be something that once you've opted in can actually be very difficult to opt out of.
Yeah, and I think also children don't, you know, they don't understand consent at the same time. It's like exactly what you said, that we don't know what we're signing up to. How can we expect them to agree to something that they don't understand too as well?
So we've been talking about a lawsuit that's happening in the UK against TikTok for mining children's data and personal information. But in a larger context, let us know, how can we be better protecting our children when they use social media? What are some of the things that perhaps you do? You can call us, 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.